In continuing with our Dars, Sharh Sunnah, we had come across the statement of the author with regards to the Kalam of Allah, with regards to Al-Qur'an. And it should be understood that the ulama of the Salaf, they describe the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is qadim al-nu' hadith al-ahad. Qadim al-nu' hadith al-ahad. Qadim al-nu' means that the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is old. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always there and his speech was always there. It is not the case that our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala was always there and he couldn't speak and then later on he began to speak. This is not the case. And at the same time, hadithul ahad, meaning that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yatakallam meta sha. Allah speaks when he wants. When he wants. So this is something that Ahlul Sunnah, based on the different adilla, they mention about the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qadim al-nu' hadith al-ahad. That the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is old, it's not something new, it's not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couldn't do, and then later on he was able to do, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when he wants, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees when he wants to decree, he speaks when he wants to speak. At times he says certain things, later on he says other things, you know, in terms of revelation, in terms of orders. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on the Day of Judgment. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when the people are in the hell. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, halim tila'ti. The Prophet mentioned, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it on the Day of Judgment, when the people are thrown into the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to the hellfire, are you filled? And the hellfire would respond, hal min mazid, are there any more, and the likes of that. So that's something that hadith al-ahad, meaning Allah speaks when he wants to. He speaks when he wills. Also with regards to the proofs that are mentioned by Ahlul Sunnah with regards to the speech of Allah are in fact many, from the Quran as well as from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Verily Allah spoke to Musa with speech. Verily Allah spoke to Musa with speech. As well as the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. Peace, a statement from your Lord. Peace, which is a statement from your Lord. And also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, those are the messengers. Allah has preferred some of them over others. There are from amongst them that Allah has spoken to. منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات. And we know there are even from amongst the messengers those who are called Kalimullah. Those who are called Kalimullah, meaning Allah spoke to them. And from amongst those that are called Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah spoke to Musa and Musa heard the voice of Allah azza wa jal. And also from amongst those who are called the Kalimullah is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this took place during the Isra wal Mi'raj, when the Prophet ﷺ continued past the low tree, and it was at the point, it was a boundary that Jibreel was not able to go past, and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ spoke to Allah directly. Although we also affirm that when Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an asked the Prophet ﷺ, هل رأيت ربك؟ هل رأيت ربك؟ Did you see your Lord? The Prophet said, Nurun ana ara. He said, it was only light, how could I see him? It was only light, how could I see him? And it was also mentioned by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she was approached by some of the tabi'een. When she was approached by some of the tabi'un, And they said, did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see his Lord? She said, verily my hair is standing. Verily the hair on my skin is standing. That you would ask such a question. Verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only saw light. Verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only saw light. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they use these different proofs to explain that in this life we cannot see Allah Azza wa Jal. Such as the case of Musa, when Musa asked to see Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not be able to see me. But look at the mountain. فَإِنْ إِسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If the mountain stands, then you will be able to see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكًّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Musa asked to see Allah. Allah said, you will not be able to see me. In this life, in this state that you're in, you will not be able to see me. But look at the mountain. If the mountain stands, then you will be able to see me. You will be able to see me. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented himself to the mountain crumbled and Musa fell. Became unconscious. Once he came back, he said, oh Allah, I repent to you and I am the first of the believers. So you have those that from amongst the prophets and the anbiya that are called Kalimullah, Musa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you have those from amongst the anbiya that are called Khalilullah, those the friends of Allah, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds to be close and dear over the others. And they are also two, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which should be clarified because you have some people that say Ibrahim is the Khalilullah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah. And this is incorrect. This is an incorrect statement. And Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafizullah Ta'ala. In fact, before Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, in Kitab Al-Ubudiyyah. In his book, Al-Ubudiyyah, the Book of Worship, he mentioned that it is incorrect to say that Ibrahim is Khalilullah and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Habibullah. And now, they said it's incorrect. Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned that it's incorrect to say this, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو كنت متخذا أحدا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن الله أخذني قليلا خليلا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I was to take anyone as a khalil, close companion, friend, I would have taken Abu Bakr as my khalil. But verily Allah has taken me as his Khalil. But verily Allah has taken me as a Khalil. Now, so in continuing, also from the proofs that Ahlul Sunnah use to mention, to make ithbat of the kalam, the speech of Allah, wherein the statement of Allah Ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. If one of the disbelievers, if they seek to do some work for you, and if they seek to be hired by you, then hire them so that they can hear the speech of Allah. Hire them so that they can hear the speech of Allah. Also, from amongst the statements, or from the proofs of the speech of Allah, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ. نعم. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pertaining and with regards to the disbelievers, Allah says, Allah will not speak to them, nor would He look toward them. Allah would not speak to them, nor will He look toward them. And the Ahlul Sunnah, they mention that this proves that Allah would speak to the believers, that Allah would speak to the believers. Why? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning as a punishment for the disbelievers, is that He would not speak to them, nor would He look toward them, That means that the opposite for the believers. That means that the opposite for the believers. This was just some of the proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that the Ahlul Sunnah, this is some of the proofs that Ahlul Sunnah mentioned, along with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خَوَارٍ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, where Musa is in Allah Azza wa Jal is admonishing the people of Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admonishing Bani Israel. And this is the case where this is the story where they have crossed the river, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drowned the people of Fir'aun, and Bani Israel have crossed the river, and they saw the river being placed up as mountains on the side of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the ground solid so that they can walk therein. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just allowed the water to separate, and if they would have walked, they would have still been caught, because they would have been caught by the mud. But not only did the water rise on both sides of them as mountains, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the soil hard so that they can cross. So they saw this and they witnessed it, and they went to the other side. And then when Fir'aun and his army tried to cross, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned them. The people of Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, they witnessed this. And when they got to the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa that he would stay away from his people for 40 days. When Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, left his people for 40 days and Harun was still with his people, the people began to take a cow. The people began to take the shape, the small shape of a cow that had the sound of the moo. And it was mentioned that it's possible the shaitan came and he blew into it, so it had a sound coming out of it. They took it as their Lord. Now subhanAllah, look at the minds of the people of Musa, that they would see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done with regards to the river splitting, with regards to the ground, the soil becoming hard. And with that, Musa went away for 40 days and they began to take this small cow as their Lord. At any rate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they have taken the ijl, they have taken this small shape of a cow as their Lord. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Do they not see that it does not speak to them and it does not guide them? Do they not see that it does not speak to them, nor does it guide them? Ahlul Sunnah use that as a proof, meaning if Allah is admonishing the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for taking this cow as their Lord when it does not speak, that means from the sifat of your Lord is that He speaks. From the sifat of your Lord is that He speaks. These are some of the proofs that Ahlul Sunnah mention with regard to the speech of Allah. Right. And moving on, you also, in brief, you also have some of the doubts of the people that have gone astray with regard to the speech of Allah. From amongst their doubts is that they say, أَنَّهُ يَلْزَمْ مِنْهُ التَّشْبِيهِ. They said, if we say that Allah speaks, that means we have made Him similar to His creation. And there's no doubt that they have gone astray in that regard. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. There's nothing similar to Him, and He hears and He sees. There's nothing similar to Him, and He hears and He sees. So Allah is making nafi of a tashbih. Allah is making nafi that anything, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is denying that anything similar to Him, and at the same time He's making ithbat, He's affirming that He hears and that He sees. And from that which Ahlul Sunnah say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in a manner which is befitting for His Majesty. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks in a manner which is befitting for His Majesty. And we do not know the kayfiyyah. We do not know exactly how He speaks, but we affirm that He speaks. And from that is, we believe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that our hands, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ, the hands would speak on the Day of Judgment. And the feet would speak on the Day of Judgment. And the skin would speak on the Day of Judgment. This is something mentioned in the Quran. So just as we believe in that, but we do not know how, we believe in the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we do not know how. As well as ulama of Ahlul Sunnah mentioned, we believe that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, He Himself, that He is present, Tabaraka Ta'ala. He Himself is present. And we believe that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, He Himself, is present. But we do not know how Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala looks. We do not know the specific characteristics of Allah's being, Tabaraka Ta'ala, but we believe that He has a being. So with regards to us believing that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is present and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has a being, but we don't know how, the same with regards to the sifat of Allah. We believe them, we affirm them, but we don't explain how. Another thing, which is mentioned by, or another shubha, which is mentioned by the Ahlul Bid'ah, is that they say, if you say that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala speaks, if you say that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala speaks, then you are affirming that Allah changes. This is something which is mentioned by Ahlul Bid'ah. You're affirming that Allah changes. Ahlul Sunnah says in that regard, if you mean that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala first and foremost is not in His creation, He's not surrounded by His creation, His creation is not within Him and He is not in His creation, and likewise, if you mean that Allah does not have new characteristics, meaning that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, let's say Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, a'udhu billah, doesn't speak, and later on Allah invents speaking, or that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does not have strength, and later on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala becomes strong, or that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does not hear, and then later on Allah hears, meaning He develops, when a'udhu billah and the likes of that, then yes, it's correct. Then yes, it's correct. Allah does not change in that regard. Allah speaks and He always spoke. Allah hears and He always heard. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sees and He always saw. So if you mean to say that Allah doesn't change in that regard, meaning He did not have a characteristic and now He has that characteristic, then yes, you're correct. Then yes, you're correct. But if you mean to say that Allah doesn't change, meaning that Allah speaks when He wants to speak, Allah becomes angry when He wants to become angry, Allah is merciful when He wants to be merciful, then you're incorrect. Allah does have those characteristics. There are times that Allah speaks, and there are times that Allah doesn't speak. There are times that Allah becomes angry, and there are times that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is happy. There are times that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala laughs, and there are times that Allah doesn't. So these characteristics with regards to Allah, they're called sifat al-ikhtiyariya, things that Allah does when He wants to. If you mean that Allah doesn't change and you want to negate those characteristics, then you're absolutely wrong. And with regards to that, we want to explain. There are af'al or sifat dhatiya, and there are af'al or sifat ikhtiyariya. Meaning, there are certain characteristics that Allah has that are a part of His being. He is always in this state. And there are other, and those are called af'al dhatiya, or sifat dhatiya. Allah possesses them, and He's always described with them, He's always in that state. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-basir. The fact that Allah is al-basir, the all-seeing. This is from the sifat al-dhatiya. This is from the characteristics that are part of His being. These are from the characteristics that are a part of His being. It's not that Allah sees and then He doesn't see. Then He sees, then He doesn't see. No, Allah always sees. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ Allah has might and He is above His creation. Allah has might and He is above His creation. These are from the sifat al-dhatiyya. These are from the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always described with, and He is always in that state. Meaning, it's not that Allah, at times He's above His creation, and at other times He's below, when a'udhu billah, oh, he's within, or na'udhu billah. No, Allah is always above his creation. Allah is always above and supreme over his creation. Type. Al-quwwa. Al-quwwa, strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always, it's not that Allah has power and then he doesn't have power. Or that Allah is strong and then Allah is weak. Na'udhu billah. No, strength is from the sifat, is from the sifat al-dhatiyya. They are from the sifat or the characteristics of his being. Type. And then you have other characteristics which are al-af'al, our sifat al-ikhtiyariya. Characteristics that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uses them when he wants. He uses them when he wants. He's always described with them, but it doesn't mean that these characteristics are continuous. It doesn't mean that they are continuous. For example, al-kalam, speech. Allah speaks when he wants to. Allah speaks when he wants to. For example, and there are many other, al-nuzul. Al-nuzul. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the famous hadith, yanzilu rabbukum, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, the hadith of Malik on Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri on Abi Salama and Abi Hurairah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yanzilu rabbukum ila samaa'id dunya hina yabqa thuluth al-layl al-akhir aw al-akhir fa yaqulu hal min da'in fa ajibu la hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfiru la hal min to the end of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily your Lord comes down to the sky during the third part of the night, during the third part of the night." And your Lord says, is there anyone calling on me? I may answer him. Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness? I can forgive him. Is there anyone seeking something from me? I can give it to him. This sifat that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in there is called sifat al-nuzul. It's called sifat al-nuzul. Allah Ta'ala descending. Allah Azza wa Jal descending. This is ikhtiyari. This is something that Allah Ta'ala does when he wants. This is something that Allah Azza wa Jal does when he wants. And so much so, you had ulama of the past, such as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a complete book on Sharh Hadith al-Jibreel. Sharh Hadith al-Nuzul. Sharh Hadith al-Nuzul. Explanation of the Hadith of Nuzul. The reason why the ulama of the past have explained that Hadith is because you have Ahl al-Bid'ah. You have Ahl al-Bid'ah wal-Khurafat, they deny it. They deny it. They say that it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. It doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. The angels descend. The angels descend. And Ahl al-Sunnah, we say no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he descends. Now understand, you affirming that Allah descends is because Allah describes that he descends. And at the same time, you affirm the ulu of Allah. At the same time, you affirm that Allah Ta'ala is high above his creation. But why do you affirm that he descends? Because Allah mentions that he descends. Allah mentions that he descends. So much so, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah descends to the sky. That Allah descends to the sky. Right? So you affirm that because Allah affirmed it. Allah mentioned it. Another thing, it's impossible for you to describe that as being the malaika. The reason why, is it permissible for a malik to say, hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfiru lah? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so I can forgive him? Verily, al-maghfira is not in the hands of the malaika. Verily, maghfira is not in the hands of the malaika. So with this, without a doubt, this hadith, hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, and you find it in the books of a hadith, and you also find it in the books of Aqidah, such as Kitab al-Tawheed by Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentions a full chapter explaining that hadith. And there's no doubt, just to give some benefit, that hadith is very important. That hadith is extremely important, because there's no doubt that our Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala does not need us. There's no doubt that we do not benefit our Lord. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the famous hadith al-Qudsi by Ibn Dharr, Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an, transmitted by Abu Idris al-Khawalani, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtu fastat'imuni at'imkum. O the son of Adam, all of you are hungry except the one that I feed. So seek my provisions and I would provide it for you. Ya ibn Adam, kullukum 'arun illa man kasawtuhu fastaqsuni aqsikum. O the son of Adam, all of you are naked. All of you are unclothed and naked except the one that seeks my clothing. Except the one that seeks my clothing. So seek it from me and I will give it to you. Some of the ulama say clothing meaning the clothing of taqwa. Yeah, meaning all of you do not have taqwa except the one that I grant him taqwa. And some of them say, no, it's actual clothing. To the end of the hadith where Allah Ta'ala says, لو كان أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. If the first of you, the last of you, the humans, the jinn, if all of you were religious, it would not increase in my dominion. And then Allah Ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, ولو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك مما عندي شيئا. If the first of you, the last of you, the jinn of you, the humans from amongst you were all despicable and sinful, it would not take away from my dominion. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا على سعيد واحد ثم سألوني كل واحد مسألة وعطيت كل واحد مسألة ما نقص من ملك شيئا إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل في البحر. If the first of you, the last of you, the jinn of you, the humans of you were all to stand on a high area and all of them were to ask something from me and I gave every individual that which he requested from me, it would not decrease from that which I possess except like a needle dipped into the ocean. Except like a needle dipped into the ocean. In that hadith, which mentioned that Abu Idris al-Khawalani, one of the individuals from the chains of Isnad, when he would recite that, when he would narrate that hadith, he would fall on his knees in supplication. He would fall on his knees in supplication. He realizes, we do not have any hawl, wala quwwa illa billah. We do not have any change, nor do we have any might, nor do we have any possession, nor do we have any wealth, nor do we have good health, nor do we have afiyah wa siha, nor do we have knowledge except from Allah Ta'ala. So going back to this hadith of Abu Hurairah about the nuzul of Allah Azza wa Jal, we understand that Allah does not need us. As Allah Ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. O you who believe, whoever turns around from his religion, Allah would come with a people that He loves them and they love Him. This is, and Allah, notice Allah didn't say يا أيها الناس, O mankind. Allah didn't say يا أيها المسلمين, O Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh, you who believe. Allah is addressing the believers. Oh, you who believe, whoever turns around from his religion. Whoever turns around from his religion, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah is going to bring about a people that they love Allah and Allah loves them. So this is the reality. Allah does not need us. Allah does not need us. But what does Allah say? Or what does the Prophet say? Allah comes down every night. Every night. The latter part of the night. And what does Allah do? Allah calls on you. Allah calls on you. And we don't mean call on you meaning that Allah is seeking from you, or that Allah needs you, or that Allah is supplicating. No, Allah calls to you. هل من مستغفر? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness? I can forgive him. هل من سائل? Is there anyone asking? هل من داعي? Is there anyone calling on me? So this is reality, subhanAllah. Allah comes down and Allah encourages you to call on Him. Allah encourages you to call on Him. Not once a year, not once a week, every single night. Every single night, Allah encourages you to call on Him. And this is because Allah is merciful. This is because Allah Ta'ala is all-forgiving. This is because Allah Ta'ala is Alim, Al-Khabir. Allah knows His servants. He knows that the reason why Allah does it every night is because He knows we sin day and night. As the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith in Qudsi, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Verily, you sin day and night. Verily, you sin day and night. So because of you sinning day and night, Allah descends every night. And He encourages you to call on Him. So the way of the believer, when we hear those type of ahadith, we correct ourselves and we turn to our Lord, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So with that being the case, we find that this hadith is mentioned in the books of Ahlul Sunnah, because in refutation of those that say no, Allah does not descend, it is the Malaika and the likes. Fine. So that is also, al-Nuzul is also from the Sifat al-Ikhtiyariya. It's from the Sifat that Allah ta'ala chooses to do when He wants to. Fine. Also, from the Shubuhat of Ahlul Bid'ah, which is more so directly towards the Mu'tazila, is that they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah creates everything. And they said, and Quran is from the everything that Allah created. They said Quran is from the everything that Allah created, because Allah said everything. And the response to them is that when Allah says khaliqu kulli shay, when Allah says Allah created everything, meaning everything which is from the creation. And there are some things, and we're going to mention that they contradict themselves in this regard. Why? The Mu'tazila, they have the i'tiqad that al-abd yakhluqu af'ala. The Mu'tazila, they have the belief that the servant creates his own creation. That the servant creates his own actions. The Mu'tazila, they hold the belief that the servant creates his own actions. And the reason why they say that, they said because the servant does evil. And you cannot say that Allah created evil. That must mean that the servant creates his own actions. Tayyib. If you said a few minutes ago that Allah created everything, which is in the Quran. Allah created everything. And you said there's nothing free from that. There's nothing, absolutely nothing free from that. And the Quran is from that which Allah created because it's a part of everything. So there's nothing free from that. Then how could you say that the servant creates his own actions? You just said Allah created everything. Everything but Allah is created. And there's no doubt that the servants of, or the actions of the servant, are other than Allah. So that must mean that Allah created those actions as well. And that's the belief of Ahlul Sunnah, that Allah created everything. Allah, Azza wa Jal, created everything which is not from Him, tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything of the creation. So even the actions of the servant are created by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, says in the Quran, Allah created you and that which you do. Fine. Another thing is that in the Arabic language itself, you can use kul, and there are exceptions. You can use the word kul, which means everything, but there are exceptions. For example, and you have examples of that in the Quran itself. For example, in Surah An-Naml, where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Wa utitu min kulli shay." I was given everything. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, and I was given everything. Is Sulaiman referring to everything in the creation? Or is Sulaiman referring to that which is given to a king? Of wealth, of property, of possessions, of gold, of silver, of land, of castles. Of course, that's what Sulaiman is referring to. Sulaiman is not referring to that he has power over the sky. He's not referring to that he has power over the sun. He's not referring to that he knows what's in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. No. Hashah Allah, Sulaiman would never say such a statement. So that which Sulaiman is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that I've been given everything of that which a king possesses. of that which a king of this world possesses. Type. So even in Arabic language, even in the Arabic language, we find that kul can mean absolutely everything, or there can be some exceptions. And there's no doubt in this case, there are exceptions, which are the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah says, Allah created everything, He's not including His characteristics nor His description to Barakah Ta'ala. No, because Allah was always described with these things. Allah is talking about everything from the creation. And the Quran is not from the creation because it is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is His description, which is from His characteristics, which is from His sifat. It is His speech. So it cannot be created. No. Also, from the proofs is the statement of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْخَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ. Verily Allah has the creation and the order. So in this ayat, in Surah Al-A'raf, ayat 54, Allah says He has the creation, to Him belong the creation, and the order. Which shows you, the order is other than the creation. The order, which is the statement of Allah, is not included in the creation of Allah. Because Allah differentiated between the two. He said, verily Allah has the creation, to Allah belongs the creation, and the order. Which shows you that the order is not the creation. The order is not from the creation. Now, This was some of the responses of Ahlul Sunnah with regards to the shubuhat of Ahlul Bid'ah as it relates to the speech of Allah Azza wa Jalla.